This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, 944. So you get a big hook in your life, big curveball thrown at you. What do? Do you make the most of it? How about you start a company? How about you just go out and start a company? Michelle Mecki's here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You PR rock star, you?
I'm trying to be.
Mecki Media Relations, M-E-K-K-Y, M-E-K-K-Y Media Relations. We'll tell you about the company in a second because you've had tremendous success in a very short period of time. But this inspiration came from where?
You know, almost 5 years ago now, which I'm super proud to say because that's really a big marker for cancer, I suddenly out of nowhere was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and really didn't even know it was cancer at the time.
Well, it's so scary because the symptoms don't become present until it's usually looking for something else. And then by the time you find it, it can be really, really, really dangerous.
Exactly. And specifically with ovarian cancer, they call it the silent killer,
right?
Because you don't really have symptoms most of the time. And I was, you know, mid-40s, working my butt off, had felt nothing, went to the doctor and suddenly was told on an annual exam, wow, you have a giant growth on your ovary. And it was terrifying for me, you know, and then I thought it was benign, but only after surgery did I find out that it was actually cancer.
Now, this is the part I don't understand. You opened this PR firm while you were still in treatment?
No. It wasn't quite like that. It happened probably a year and a half later after I recovered. I tried to go back to work, just couldn't keep up with the pace.
But you had a new perspective on life and you said, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something for me. I assume it was a life's too short kind of talk with yourself.
Yeah, and it was gradual. You know, it wasn't like I woke up and I'm like, that's it, I'm starting a business. You know, it really took time to set in, but I think it was a combination of just not being able to keep up with the pace of the demands that I had at the job I was in, and then transitioning to another job after that, really realizing that I just needed control of my own life. And at that point, my health was the most important thing, and looking at my kids and realizing, wow, you know, I almost died. And that was the shock I needed maybe to take a different path in life.
How many kids?
Two.
How old?
They are 17 and 15.
Boys, and, girls, both?
My son is 17 and my daughter's 15. You know, they're teenagers, which is a whole new phase for me.
But again, I'm doing the math here. You started this company when they were right in the middle of beginning the busiest phases of their life.
That is
very
true.
When do you sleep? Have you ever slept?
I don't sleep much. I use under-eye concealer heavily and drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, you're going to have to let me know about that.
But I have to say the Mecki in my name, I owe credit to my husband. I wouldn't be Mecki without him. And he's pretty much super dad, who I honored yesterday on Father's Day.
Good.
With all the other great dads out there. But he and my kids are in sports, and he drives them to every practice and makes every game when I can't. And that was probably the downside of starting a business, to be completely transparent, is I've also never worked harder. So
yeah, but what a great model, certainly for your daughter, but for your son as well.
I'd like to think so. You know, it's not like they wake up every day and they look at me and they say, wow, Mom, you're doing a great job.
They'll get it.
Even if they don't
express it now, they'll get it.
I certainly hope so. You know, I did give my daughter a chance to work a gala with me a couple nights ago for the Holiday Heroes. And she walked around and she wrote people's names down that she took pictures of. And
right.
And I thought to myself, you know, I'm teaching her something. And I was proud that I was able to do that. I really was.
How have you balanced taking the treatment that doctors are telling you to do versus advocating for yourself and doing what feels right for you? Because I know that's a challenge for any cancer patient.
It's truly a challenge. And I know it's a challenge for everybody that works, right? I mean, we're all trying to, like, balance our lives. And I think that, you know, I try every day. I'm not perfect. You know, I've tried to get into working out more. I took a client in fitness. See, here's where I gained control, right? So I looked at the clients that I want to take on are people that I love, people that I care about, people that motivate me and inspire me to be better. And so I started working with a fitness client, 360 Fit out of Arlington Heights. He started motivating me to work out. He knows that I'm a cancer survivor, right? So I give him PR. My doctor, I have to see every 3 months. And so he looks me in the face and says, Michelle, do you want to survive? You know, you need to get off the phone. You know, you need to meditate. You need to do yoga. So I guess it's surrounding myself with the right kind of people to really answer your question, which is, it's an everyday battle for me. It's not easy.
Well, the thing that's it's really kind of amazing. I mean, this is a big city with about 8 million PR firms.
Very true.
All fighting for, you know, a list of clients. You must have had quite a network of folks when you started this.
That's such a good question because I didn't even realize it. You know, I think part of why it took me so long to even think about this is that I was always the number two at companies, and mm-hmm. I was just working hard like everybody else, you know. And when I finally was in the position to start my own business and think about it, and I was so scared, I remember when I put it out there on LinkedIn and I thought of a name and I posted it and I thought, okay, I don't know what's going to happen now. It's either going to be silence or I'm going to get some calls. And when I started to get overwhelmed with people reaching out to me, I thought, wow, I guess I do have a pretty good network. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that actually people do really like me out there and remember me.
Which is nice, because
is
not
great.
Only does it create this business that you now have, but it also reinforces that you made the right decision.
Yeah, and that the hard work I've put in all those years is starting to pay off for me.
Some of the folks you've worked with, a very impressive list, include our friends at Apt, huh?
Love those guys, yes.
The Apt brothers? Yes,
I've known them for years and super proud of the work we do for them. In fact, just won an award for our media relations work. And, you know, they're awesome as it is. They don't need me to make them better, of course. But super proud of the fact that I can at least carry their work to the next level and get them on a national stage.
You must be really good because I look at this client list. I mean, you're involved in everything. And you can't be an expert on everything. I'm sorry you can't because I just won't allow it. But you're into food, the culinary side, obviously the charitable side. You mentioned folks you know and you feel like, you know, giving back the way they've given to you. It's an ongoing deal there. You've got plastic surgery on here. You got electronics. It's amazing.
Well, you know, I got my start in TV, right? So I used to be a producer, and I would book all these guests on the show. And so I think that's really how I built my network. And I had all these contacts of people that I reached out to, and it's diverse. I don't think I can keep going forever, obviously. I do want to get sleep and have balance in my life. But I'm proud that I think I have a formula that works. And, you know, I do have a diverse list of clients that I think we do great work for. So
now, two things before I let you go.
Sure.
One is in particular for women, but men as well. You reach a point in your life, maybe you're in your mid-40s, whatever, and you really always wanted to start your own business. What do you tell them?
So that's also something that I've been now speaking to people about because, like I said, I think it's been great, but it's also been crazy hard. I've never worked harder in my life. And I want people to think about that when they make that decision. You know, I didn't sleep probably for about 10 months.
Do you have fun?
And I now have fun, but I say make sure to, you know,
Know what you're getting into as much as you can.
Know what you're getting into. Get acceptance from people around you. Have a good advisor around you, someone who's smarter than you, who's going to tell you what to do. And then have somebody who's really good with money to tell you what you need to do with taxes, how much money you're going to need, what do you need to save, because I made that mistake. You know, I thought, oh, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to think of a great name. And I'm really good in PR, but you know, there's a lot more that goes with it, and I made some mistakes.
I've had a couple of production companies, and I remember the first time I did it, and somebody goes, well, could you show me your business plan? Right. Well, I'm starting a company. That's my plan.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you don't know.
I'm still learning every day, you know, and I still ask people for advice all the time.
Finally, anybody listening that would like to make your life even more hectic, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach out to me at mekkimedia.com.
And I'm telling you, I'm looking at the list. She does everything. So if you need promotion, here's your woman right here. Mekkimedia.com. Spell it.
MekkiMedia.com.
Same on social media?
Yep, absolutely. Mekki Media Relations, Michelle Mekki. I do heavy social media posting. Thank God for social media. It really helps with promotion.
Go.
And also anybody that, you know, feels any kind of symptoms or anything when it comes to ovarian cancer, any type of cancer, don't ignore your doctor. Go get checkups. That's another big thing I talk about now.
Especially women who take care of the rest of the world. We're a mess without you. So don't, you know, think about us.
Yeah, you guys need us.
That's exactly right. So take care of yourself. Don't miss those milestone checks.
That's right. Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks for
having
me. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Back with more in a moment. Bill and Wendy coming up.